It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Savannah Ely. She is with the service, she's the service coordinator at Step One Services. It's part of Castleview Hospital. You may remember her. She was the opioid specialist for the health department here, the Southeast District Health Department, and she's moved over to the hospital. We're going to talk about what Step One Services is going to do for the community and get to know Savannah a little bit better. Savannah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dave. So I'm super excited about this new service that is going to be offered here to our community. As you may or may not know, I'm someone in long-term recovery from an opioid use disorder. Took me a long time to find recovery, 10 years. And, you know, I would have loved to have this service available. Maybe I would have found recovery a little bit sooner instead of waiting 10 years. So now that we're doing this over at Castleview, I hope that people can take advantage of it being here, you know, and find recovery a little sooner.
So what is Step One Services all about?
So Step One Services is an acute withdrawal management program that service that we've started at Castleview. It's acute withdrawal management from alcohol or opioids. So someone who is suffering from an alcohol use disorder or an opioid use disorder can come in and we'll manage their withdrawals and get them feeling better, and then, you know, get them moved over to the treatment side of things.
And what are some of the ways that they would manage this? I would assume that with it being at the hospital that it's under physician's care, mm-hmm. that kind of thing?
It's inpatient, yeah. So they're going to be in the hospital. They'll have a doctor come in or nurse, you know, every 4 hours and give them medicine and manage it and stay ahead of the withdrawals. And then, you know, when they start feeling better, then we'll move them over to whatever treatment they want, because everybody's treatment is different, right? Some people want to go inpatient. Some people we refer to Four Corners or Operation Recovery. So it's kind of like, for my job on my side, is I get to come up with an individualized discharge plan for individuals, and then I follow them for 6 months. So if they're with a therapist that they don't like, or they need a new resource, I can help them. I can help them with that, and just making sure that they're staying engaged in treatment.
And sounds something that is it relatively new to the area? Have we got anything like this going on here right now?
No, so we don't. So this is new. It opened November 9th, and this is just a brand new service that Castleview's offering. And I can tell you, like, the staff is amazing. We've had a couple people in, and the doctors are caring, the nurses are amazing, and you know, following these people, it's amazing. Like, they're motivated, right? Like, they've been waiting for something like this, and they're doing extremely well. So,
well, and I guess one of the questions that I would want to answer is, you know, at what point, I mean, other people will see the signs as well.
Yeah.
But at what point is this something that, you know, maybe we need to look into this? Maybe we need to take care of this?
So for me being in recovery, I can tell you my point was when, I mean, there's a lot of different ways, right? So everybody has different, every family's going to go through something different. Every person's going to have different signs. But one of my main signs was when I just didn't care. I mean, everything that I loved came second to my substance use, right? My physical withdrawals, I would be sick. I would be so sick coming off of opiates. You know, puking, hot, cold sweats. I mean, it was horrible. The muscle cramps were horrible. And for a long time, I thought I'd never get sober from that. I couldn't make it, you know, more than 2 days without going back. So, for me, like, those were my signs. Like, I knew I needed help, but I didn't, I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know.
And I guess, and one of the questions too would be if you know, you're on the outside looking in.
Okay.
And you're seeing this from a distance. What are maybe some signs that we should look for? What are maybe some signs that, you know, you've got someone in your life that maybe needs to get some help?
So one of the main signs I think I would look for is, gosh, there's so many. I'm just thinking about, like, for when my mom could see, I was lying to my mom. You know, I would take valuable things and pawn them. I would take money out of their account. Like, you know, there's a lot of those signs. I would be happy and then I would be sick. And I mean, there's so many different, there's so many different signs, right? Like, but those were what my mom could tell.
Well, and it's like you've also said in the past that, you know, everyone's recovery is different. So everyone's signs are probably going to be different as well.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's questioning, is my loved one suffering from a substance use disorder? I would Google it and look at all the signs, because I've looked through them just looking. And when I went to go be a recovery coach, they taught us this. There's so many different signs. Like, do they live with you? Are they not living with you? You know, how can you tell? How can you really tell? And one of my main signs, I bet everybody could tell, is one minute I was super happy, up, happy, you know, joking, just being fun. And then I was crashed. I was sick. I didn't want to move. And, you know, I was angry and I was anxious and I was really angry. You know, that it was like just up and down, up and down. It was like a roller coaster.
It just swings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if anybody sees any of these signs or has questions or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you guys out there?
So they can call us at 435-636-4808. That's going to be our direct line. How we go about it is after they call, we'll do an over the phone interview, and then we'll do and if they qualify, if they meet all the criteria to come in, because it is medical, so they have to meet medical criteria to come in, then we'll bring them in, we'll do an in-person assessment with them, and if they make it from there, then they get admitted right there and they start the process to the acute withdrawal management.
All right. Well, Savannah, thank you for stopping in this morning and letting us know of this new service that is available out at Castleview Hospital. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave, for letting me come in.
Anytime. That's Savannah Ely, the service coordinator from Step One Services at Castleview Hospital. Now, if you have any more information or would like more information on these types of interviews, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com, You can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.